Patrick, his lovely wife Trina. It's a real honor for me to be able to have him stand next to me and to be able to, we've had such a long time. It's about 15 years that we've been walking together and that they have spoken into our lives, as Helen and myself. And it's really been a fruitful relationship. Very much more of the fruit coming from his side. And so I want to encourage us to open up our hearts to hear what God is saying and to just try and listen through the Texas accent. It's all good. But just receive what God is going to say this morning. The words that we receive is not something that we can handle and even understand in the carnal, in the flesh. But it's something that we need to hear and perceive in the spirit. And so I want to encourage you to, in this, hear what God is saying. Amen. Amen. Rodney, the floor is yours.
Hallelujah. Amen. Listen, you guys can consider and pray with me here. On the microphone, I go up and down with the microphone, up and down. I've always done that. I've been doing it for a long time, and I still do it. So I'm going to try and keep it right here by my chin. You can pray with me. Look, it's a pleasure for us to be here. It's an honor for us to be here. Rian said that there's been more fruit from our side, and that may have been for a while, but now it's his time. Amen? And your time, and many others' times. And that's what we've been working for some years now in South Africa. Trina and I first came here to Cape Town 18 or 19 years ago and relocated here full-time, not in Cape Town, but in Natal to South Africa about 13 years ago. We've lived here all this time. And look, you know what? It'll be an interesting thing to see, but I know in my heart and my spirit that this is not our last station in ministry, even abroad from where we come from in the States, where we were pastors and church leaders and all of that so many years ago. So, you know, it's really gratifying to us to see folk like Helen and Rian, praise the Lord, coming forth and doing what it is that they are called to do. Folk like you, coming forth and doing what it is that God has called you to do. The body of Christ, all laboring and working and seeking God and looking to see what it is that He wants and doing what it is that He wants done. Amen? We are close friends and admirers, and I've already moved the microphone, and I'm going to have to move it. Amen. Of Josh Jen and... Listen, how many of you know that there's no such thing as perfect church and perfect movement and perfect leadership and all of these things? But, you know, one that sets its heart to do what the Lord is saying to do in spite of the pressure that is coming at us from the world to do other than what it is the Lord is doing is a unique thing and something that we need to stay close to and something that we need to admire. Amen? See, we're in the spot here where, by God's grace, we work with several different parts of the church. And we would not be here, honestly, we would not be here if we weren't sure that God was doing something and that Josh Jen was responding. Amen? To the best of the leadership's ability, to the best of everyone's ability. So we're really proud of you guys. We are friends of Josh Jen, friends of the church that's here and will continue to be. I think, and I'm not 100% sure, so don't quote me absolutely, but I think this is the last fellowship of all of them in the Western Cape that we are to speak in terms of, I think we've been to every other one. I think Edgemead is the last one. Okay? We've been in the building a number of times. We've done the leadership meeting a number of times in this building for Josh Jen. But we have never addressed the congregation. And then we got, you know, Rian in here. And so we've been able to do it the right way. Praise God. We've been able to meet with some folks leading up to now. And we trust God, amen, for even more of what it is that he wants. I want to see, sometimes these guys, they start preaching our services and our messages before we get to the point where we get to talk on Sunday morning. And even my brother who was sharing his testimony, I'm not sure where he is, right here in front. Amen. You know, there's something to that. That was actually in the notes, brother, for this morning. I don't think everybody caught it, so maybe when I repeat it, you can forget that he had said it. Hallelujah. And ascribe the credit to the message. But we've done a lot of praying. Praise God. We've done a lot of praying for our time here this morning. And we want to hear and to grab hold of something that will go beyond our experience just in the meeting. Amen? We want to take something that God can continue to use and work on in our lives and shape us and mold us. Hallelujah. Now, there's going to be some exhortation to you with regard to that this morning. Amen. Now, there's a couple of words already for people that are here. Hallelujah. And I'm going to share them. Amen. Okay, my brother, he's already given me carte blanche on time, which is a very dangerous thing for a man who's done a lot of work in Africa over the last 20 years, praise God. But we've got to stay, we've got to stay moored to what the Spirit is saying to us. Hallelujah. We can't just do what we can do. We've got to do what God's telling us to do to the best of our ability. Amen? Okay, so what Rion was saying this morning and what has been echoed through several other of our gatherings is actually in the Bible. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 10, okay, verse 40 and 41. One of the reasons he says this over and over is because he has heard a good bit of this message. He ought to be able to teach this message and with conviction. Amen? Okay. We want to talk about receiving and the kingdom of God this morning. Amen? It says in Matthew chapter 10, verse 40 and 41, "He who receives you receives me." Now remember, this is Jesus speaking to his disciples, okay? "He who receives you receives me." That's what the Lord is saying. "He who receives me receives him who sent me. He who receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he who receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward." Okay. I want to read to you one more verse, not exactly the same, but also key to the issue of receiving. This is from Mark chapter 9, verse 42. Now, I'll go through lots of scriptures, but I'll probably paraphrase most of them. But right here at the start, we've got the word read perfectly, straight from the scripture. Mark 9, 42. "Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe to stumble..." Hallelujah. "It would be better for him if with a heavy millstone hung around his neck, he had been cast into the sea." Hallelujah. Okay. Now, we're not going to concentrate on heavy millstones, but that is what the Lord said there in the scripture. Are we together there? Okay. Now, I want to be sure, okay, because I'm not new in speaking to the church and in helping the church and in trying, okay, to come alongside the church and work with the body of Christ, okay? I'm not new at doing it, so I'm quite sure already, all right, that I know one of our big issues, okay? But I want to tell you, I want to declare it to you, and I want to make sure that you have an open heart to receive the truth, and that's this: God is speaking and he is sending. Hallelujah. The Bible says, "My sheep hear my voice." Amen. You don't have to be Rion. You don't have to be an elder. Praise the Lord. You don't have to be anointed as a staff member on the church. Amen? What do you have to be? A sheep. If you know the Lord, are we together there? Then you can hear his voice. Amen? Bible says in James chapter 1, if anyone lacks wisdom, let them ask, and I will give it to them. Hallelujah. It's not conditional. Are we together there? Okay. The Lord is speaking. The Lord has opened up the opportunity for communication with you and with me. Amen? He has done that. What did he say at the end of the Gospels to the people that he was speaking to, but by extension to us? What did he say? He said, go into all the world. Amen? In other words, he is in the process of sending. Praise God. As we speak and as we are here today. Amen? Now, okay. Even though that is in triplicate and much more than that, clear in the word, I understand, because I've worked with the church for a long time, okay, that people still going to come to me, and what are they going to say? They're going to say, I can't hear God. I know they're going to say, and this is what I'm going to say to them. Yes, yes, you can. Okay? Long time ago, Genesis chapter 3, long time ago, you know what happened? It was a snake. Amen? Right? Okay. Now, we have a few snakes down here in the Western Cape. A few of them, praise the Lord. In Natal, we have 27 different kinds of poisonous or venomous snakes. Hallelujah. None of those snakes act like the snake in Genesis chapter 3. Hey? Those snakes bite with their fangs. Amen? What did the snake in Genesis chapter 3 do? Came to man, came to the woman, but it's man, amen? Because man sure didn't cover the woman, hallelujah? Are we together there? It's a gender-neutral issue, this sin issue. Are we together there? Okay, all right. Came to man and said, talked, did God say. Is that right? Devil's always going to try and lie to us through circumstance, through any number of things, and try and tell us that we cannot hear God. Hallelujah. We've got to stand when that happens. Amen. See, part of the new covenant, okay, the veil, praise the Lord, in the temple, it was torn in two. You know what the veil was? The veil was the divider, you see, between the presence of God and his people. Amen? It was torn into. Jesus came to give us life and give it to us abundantly. Are we together? So the moment you start to feel, and that's going to be what it is, amen, a feeling, you can't hear God, you turn right back here to the word. You look at the truth. You declare. You go find your brother or sister and ask them to pray for you. Amen? You start to worship. Do whatever you've got to do to find the truth, which is that God is speaking to you and that you can hear. Hallelujah? Now, I want to be sure I undergird that, okay? Because I don't think that's an issue, okay? I know it is. I think I've gotten two or three calls in the half week that we've been here from pastors in the body of Christ somewhere in the world. And basically, that's what they've tried to tell me. And I've just been, oh, hallelujah, Lord. What have I done? Amen? Okay? All right? So remember, okay? You can hear whether you think you can or not. Amen? It's about him. It's not about us. Are we together then? You know, there's a lot of things. There's a whole lot of things. We could sideways this whole teaching, and I talk to you about different aspects concerning hearing. But I'm going to let Rion do that. Amen? Because he can do that. Because I've taught it to him. Amen? Because the Lord has taught it to him. He knows about these. You know about many of these things. Praise God. Are we together there? Okay. What I want to talk about here is not, because we have it understood that God is speaking, that God is sending. Amen? Okay? Because God often speaks through people. You got that? Okay? Do you see that? Do you see that in the Bible, in the Scripture? And he speaks to you personally, but he also speaks through people. Are we together there? Okay? We've got that established. What I want to talk about here is something that is a little bit more questionable. Or there's a bit more of a challenge involved. Okay? Because I think the problem is exactly what it is that Jesus is talking about in Matthew chapter 10. I think the problem isn't that he's speaking or that he's sending. The question is whether or not we are receiving. Amen. Now, that, guys, does have something to do with the way we respond. It does have something to do with the condition of our heart. Hallelujah. It does bear responsibility with us in large measure. We've got to believe that he's speaking. Amen? Okay? But let me tell you something. There's more to it than that when it comes to actually receiving. Now remember what he said here, because I want to make sure, okay? Because I think we complicate things a lot. Amen? Okay? Jesus said, he who receives you, praise God, receives me. Amen? Now I'm going to forget about all the prophet's reward, and righteous man. He who receives the ones that are sent receives the Lord Jesus himself. Amen? How many of you know that he's the Prince of Peace? He's the mighty God. Amen? He is the answer to whatever question, circumstance, or situation you are facing. Amen? So let's figure out, praise God, how to receive so that when he sends something to us, we get it. And we find the answer. Amen? Okay? I can tell you right now, okay? Most situations, right now, right this very second, most situations that you've been questioning, most situations that you've been wondering about, most situations you feel like you've been banging the drums of heaven and asking God for, he has already answered. He has answered you specifically. Praise the Lord. You're just struggling a little bit. Amen? To get it in what it is that he's saying. Hallelujah. Okay. Now, as far as Jesus goes and his ministry, praise the Lord. Okay? Jesus had a pretty good ministry, didn't he? Hey? You read the scripture, you look at Jesus' track record, look at how well he taught. Amen. I mean, he was... Some of you guys probably don't even know who Bob Mumford is, but he was as good as Bob Mumford. Praise the Lord! He was as good a teacher as who do you guys all, you know Derek Prince? Hallelujah! He was even better than Derek Prince. Praise God! Amen. Okay. Now, I don't know who you guys know that has a healing ministry. Okay, whoever it is, you know that you've seen pray for a lot of people that are sick and get healed. You know that in Jesus' ministry on the earth, not a single person that asked, now that's a key phrase here with this, but not a single person that asked and sought him to be prayed for, to be healed, didn't get healed. 100% success rate in healing ministry, amen? Okay? He taught, and he didn't even have credentials from the Pharisees, and they said of him, he teaches as one with authority. Amen? You get what I'm saying? He prayed for people. They were dead. They came to life. I mean, you know, there's not too many people that we wouldn't be impressed with that have a good, solid, raising the dead ministry. Amen? We got it here. But what was it
that described the attitude of the people in Jesus' day after he had done all of those things. What does it say? What does it say in the Bible here? Okay. Matthew chapter 23, verse 37. Jerusalem, Jerusalem. Now this is Jesus speaking here from his heart. Who kills the prophets and stones. Now listen very carefully. Those who are sent to her. How often I wanted to gather your children together the way a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you were unwilling. Amen? The greatest ministry ever had, ever would be, and they did not receive him. Amen? That's tough stuff, isn't it? That's difficult to process. I mean, I was teaching this one time, and this guy stood up and said, Rod, I just can't believe somebody walking around. He was talking about a small town there in Natal. Can't believe somebody walking around up here started raising the dead, and people said, you're not that big. I said, look, I'm just reading what it says in the scripture. Hallelujah. Not only did they blow him off, amen, they took him out. Praise the Lord. And it wasn't just one or two people. Are we together? It was one or two that believed at the end. It was the mob that wanted him gone, right? Now, are we together here? Okay. So we know that fact, but here's the key question for us. Now we're together here. Here's the key question. Why? Why did the people not receive Jesus? Why? Okay. So just let it reverberate around in your heart, because the answer is applicable, okay, to us today in our lives, okay? Now, when you guys read the Old Testament, hear about the stories of Israel, what kind of leaders did they have in Israel? They had Samuel, praise the Lord. They had Elijah, amen, killed those prophets. He called down fire, killed them with the sword, amen. They had David, one of the greatest warriors, literal warriors in history. Praise the Lord, okay. Their perspective was guided by a desire, amen, a desire to have a natural leader take them as a nation, okay, and make them independent from the Roman conquerors that controlled their nation at the time Jesus came. Now, here's the key thing. They had a personal agenda. They wanted leadership and somebody to be sent on their terms. Oh, hallelujah. I'm not hearing too many amens out there. Okay. I want you to think about this. Okay. This idea of laying down what you want. Okay. It's one of these things we talk about a lot in worship. Okay. But let me tell you something. It's absolutely essential to you getting what God wants for you. Amen. If we're not real careful, we'll ask, and for that matter, insist on Jesus coming as we want him to. Hallelujah. Rather than humbling our hearts. Hallelujah. And asking him to come however it is he wants us to. Okay? Now, did you guys get that? Did you guys understand that? Okay, because I can tell you right now, most people, myself included, have missed the Lord and may be missing him right now. Okay, because they want him according to their own desire. Okay, rather than the way he wants. You know, how many of you have heard that scripture, you know? God will give you the desires of your heart. Now, I know Josh Jen's not typical, but how many of you have heard that scripture? God will give you the desires of your heart. Well, let me tell you. Just remember, amen? Remember, all right, that that's half of the verse. That's half of the verse. And it's not even, we don't even get it right when we put the other part of the verse in there a lot of times. First part of the verse says, you delight yourself in the Lord. Now, you know what delighting yourself in the Lord is? It means letting go of you and focusing on Him. Amen? Okay. Then, when you are focused on Him, okay, He doesn't give you the desires of the flesh that you call your heart. He puts within you, amen, His desires. They begin to inhabit your heart. Are we together there? Now see, it's at that place that you start to walk out some of these promises in the Scripture. You know? How many of you have wondered about some of these things? I used to question some of the verses in Scripture. Okay? The verse that says, He has for you more than your eye could ever see, than your heart could ever imagine. You know, I just immediately started thinking about a Porsche 911. Hallelujah. Okay? And a house in the best estate in our area is a place called Zimbali. Hallelujah. You know. And you know, like a private jet, you know, and all of these things. Amen? Okay? I started thinking, I thought, man, God is really going to make me rich. I mean, really. You know, as a young, Spirit-filled believer, somebody who's trying to walk in faith, that's the kind of thing I was thinking about. Let me tell you what, the problem there was this. I did not have His desire in my heart. Are we together there? Okay. But see, there was lots of people around me. They were Christians, but they were living carnal like that. You get me? Okay. They knew God. They knew they needed Him to forgive them. And they would come to church, do a few things. But as far as living in communion with God, letting God dictate the choices in their lives, no. You know, that was not what was happening. Amen? Okay? Well, God started changing my life. Okay? He started radically shifting my direction in life. Amen? Okay? I was headed towards being a doctor. Amen? It wasn't just a pie-in-the-sky thing. I was making the grade. Hallelujah? Okay? I was going to be a deacon. Amen. Now, deacon is a good thing here in Josh Gen, but deacon in a lot of the churches, praise the Lord, they're the ones that have the money. Amen? They write the checks for the people that preach and go places, and that was kind of the vision my family had for me. Amen? Okay. I didn't think it was a bad vision. Okay? God started speaking to me differently. Are we together there? Okay? He changed me. Changed my whole plan and purpose. Changed the way that I was even supposed to approach serving Him. Okay? Well, it threw my family into a pitch. Amen. Okay? It was a struggle for them. Okay? I had family members that came to me and they asked me, what in the world are you doing? I just told them I'm trying to do what God's telling me to do. I couldn't explain it to them because they couldn't really capture it. You get what I'm saying? They wanted to. I didn't want to dishonor them even, you know? But they just couldn't see it. Well, so a few years passed. Praise God. You know? They thought I was going to be dead. They thought there was no way for me to go the way that I was going, you know, because of course there's a professional way, amen, to be in ministry. How many of you know that? There's a corporate career path in ministry just like there is in anything. I wasn't going that way either. Hallelujah. And after some years passed, they saw, this is different. Praise God. Okay. I didn't have a Porsche. Hallelujah. Do you know what? One of my family members, who, by the way, has a Porsche, came to my brother. Didn't even come to me. Came to my brother. And you know what he asked my brother? He said, you know what I want? My brother's like, well, what in the world do you want? You got a Porsche. You got a house. You got a... Said, I want to know that the Lord loves me.
the way that I see, Rod knows that the Lord loves him. Okay?
See, there was a joy in me. Amen? There was a sense in me, praise the Lord, that when I sat down for a cup of coffee with somebody and shared what God was speaking to me about them. See, there was this thing that rung my bell inside that they saw, praise the Lord, that was far above anything I could have possibly imagined in my own strength, in my own flesh. Amen? I got to do more in 30 minutes than carnal folk in the church get to do in 30 years. Hallelujah. It was far above. Amen. And I can tell you that with conviction. And there's more. And there's more. Amen. Now let me tell you, it's not easy. Praise God. You got me? Okay. But if we will lay down what we want and receive the Lord, receive His word, listen to the people and His voice when it speaks to us, the sky is not even the limit, amen, to our experience while we are on the earth. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay. So personal agenda, what we want, would you really pray about that? I want you to continue to pray about that. Continue to go to the cross with regard to what you want in your life. Help one another. Encourage one another. Amen? Okay? We want, no, God, what do you want? Amen? So that's the first thing, okay? Don't worry, I don't have 10 things. Amen? Okay? But the second thing is also crucial about receiving. Okay? Crucial about receiving. Okay? Amen. Okay? Now, things were different in Jesus' day. Things are different in the Jewish culture. Okay? Things are different with God than they are with the way we grow up. Okay? Because when we grow up, what how do we do things? We hear something, and what's the first thing we do? We begin a process of thinking about it. Amen? Is that right? That's what we do. Now, I'm not going to tell you should never think about what it is God's telling you. That's not what I'm trying to say. Okay? What I am trying to tell you is that whenever God was speaking in the Scripture and whenever God speaks to us, what we need to think of first is not how logical is it, how much sense does it make, amen, but how are we going to go about doing what it is God is telling us to do. Hallelujah. Now, this is where my brother's exhortation comes in. Okay? Long time ago, and this is pre-South Africa, which is it's 20 years ago. More. Okay? We went to a church not nearly this size, half, but we prophesied every person in the church. And man, boy, every one of them was crying. You know, we weren't doing too much of a love sandwich like my brother was telling me the other day, which we've learned to do a little bit better, praise God. But, I mean, they were all confirming to us that what was being spoken was accurate. Hallelujah. Well, we came back to them a year later. Now, they, totally different place. We didn't know a single person in the room, and we prophesied to them again. Okay? They came to us and they said something that we hadn't heard. They said, "You said the same thing to us." Some of them said, "You said exactly the same thing, word for word." And believe me, guys, no way that happened unless it was the Lord speaking. Amen? Not smart enough to remember that. Really? Okay? Just doesn't work that way. Are we together there? And they said, "Well, why?" We didn't know, but we started to pray. Did not take long on the prayer. In fact, by the time our head was down, the Lord said, and this is what we're trying to say, I said the same thing to them then that I'm saying now. Because from then until now, they've done nothing about it. Amen? I want to encourage you here. I really do. I want to encourage you. Okay? I pray that God convicts you, okay, to the place where you move from where you are. But I really want to encourage you, and this is the encouragement, okay? I believe that, I think the number was 80% is what I was getting when we were praying. I think 80% of you sit in a place, okay, where there are words over your life right now, today. God's already given you a word. Amen? And you haven't acted on it in the way that God wants. See, sometimes, guys, sometimes these words, they take a little bit. Like my brother here. Amen. My brother here. There's a renewal of the mind. Okay? He's got to begin to see himself from God's perspective a lot. Amen? Okay? It's not a one-time deal. It's a process. You got to buy in. You got to say, okay, I'm going to be intentional about this thing. It's not a mission trip to the beaches of Mauritius. Amen. Okay? It's before the Lord each and every day. Man, when God speaks to you about your character, you have got to jump on it. You have got to do something about it. Amen. He's going to do the work. Okay? But you've got to seek him. Hallelujah. Okay? I'll tell you. Look, guys, the difference between somebody, okay, that comes to church regularly, okay, that is a Christian, that seems to have very little going on in their lives, and somebody that comes to church regularly, okay, that is a Christian, and seems to be flying from glory to glory and getting opportunity after opportunity. Most of the time, the difference is one of them is obeying what God is saying. Hallelujah. And the other, God's, praise the Lord, he's speaking to me, and by the time we get out to the coffee machine, it's like, see you next week, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. And guys, again, all right, I don't know how many more times I'll get the chance to speak to you, okay? And I'm not saying that nostalgically, but I'm telling you, this is what will change your life if you'll take it and run with it. Now, we don't do dumb things in Josh Gen. We shouldn't do them in the body of Christ. But look, you know what? You've got things in place here, and that's what's beautiful, hey? You've got elders. You've got comm leaders, okay? You've got folks that want to work with you and work together, okay? Go to them and begin to pray. Ask them, okay, what do you see about this thing? Let's help me here. Let's begin to step this thing out. Walk it out. Work on this thing. Amen? Okay? But I'll tell you what, see? Again, back to no perfect church. No perfect leader. You see, God's going to leave things imperfect, okay? In order to make sure we remember, oh, hallelujah, amen, that it's really there for us to connect more deeply and fully with him so that he gets the glory, amen? He gets the glory for the things that are going on in our lives, amen. Okay, you want to hear God to a greater degree? Praise the Lord. You want to see more of the Lord moving through you and accomplishing things in you? Amen? Look, don't try to get God to do it your way. That's number one. Number two, okay, when God speaks to you, for goodness sake, praise the Lord, do something about it. And don't be idle with regard to what it is that he has. Amen? Okay. Praise the Lord. It'll change you. It'll touch you. It'll cause things to be different for you in your life. Amen? Now, I want to say a few things here. Okay? Give me just 1 second. Let me open this. I should have opened this beforehand. It's going to come out on the microphone that I'm opening the water. Praise God. That's not a good thing. The sister right here with the, I think it's the henna in the hair right there. Amen. Yeah. Well, what is your name? Tanya? Okay. So let's just lift our hands to Tanya right now. Tanya, you can look right up here at me, okay? Father, we just want to thank you for this incredible lady. I want to thank you for the heart that you have for and the love that you have for. We want to thank you for the season that she's in, for understanding and seeing and knowing who you are on another level and to a greater degree. Tanya, okay? Hear the Lord saying to you that he's your father. Okay? And also hear him saying to you that he doesn't have an issue with beer and rugby. Okay? Because I see that when you were younger, okay, there was a question in your heart as to whether or not the people that were supposed to love you didn't love beer and rugby more than they loved you. And I love you, says the Lord. And I'm going to renew your mind. And I'm going to make sure that you understand that there's no imperfection in what you received when you were younger. That I won't correct, and that I won't make right, and that I won't be able to change. Because let me tell you something, Tanya. There's a whole lot of people, okay, that have been affected with idols in their families' lives concerning them. They've questioned love, even from me, because of the lack of that in their families when they were growing up, okay? And I'm going to not only reassure you, but I'm going to make you a reassurance to many, okay, that in me there's no lack, and I'm the perfect example and definition of love that everyone needs. Amen? Hallelujah? Okay. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now we're going to pray for Tanya that she receives that. Okay. And receiving it isn't just acknowledging right here and now, okay, that God's saying it. Receiving it is taking that, okay, and letting the Lord get a little nitty gritty with your, I'm assuming, your incredible husband. Amen. And your wonderful comm group, which I hope you're a part of, praise the Lord, and your elders and your family here at Josh, Jen, and Edgemead, amen? Because that's the way I'm going to work it out. That's what the Lord's saying. And make sure in you there's no lack. Praise God. It's going to take a little bit of time, amen? But if you'll stick with me, says the Lord, I'll do it. Amen? Okay. Now, I'm trying to find her, and I hope she didn't run off, but there was a girl in the worship over here with some overalls. I'm wondering if she's working with the kids. She was standing over here. Wait, where is she? Okay, yeah, you can go. No, she's right here. She's actually right here, ma'am. This girl right here. Yep. You are here. Up. That's right. Sorry, sweetie. What is your name? Gabriella. Okay, I didn't get a word for you outside, Gabriella. I got it during the worship. Okay? I got it during the worship. So I just want you to know I hadn't been planning it, okay, since I shook your hand, okay, out front. You know, Gabriella, one of the things that's a challenge, that's what I hear the Lord saying, okay, is worrying sometimes, okay, about how other people perceive us, about what other people think about us, you see? And I think sometimes that's a little bit of a struggle for you, a little bit of a concern, okay? And I think God wants to tell you this morning something, okay? And I think he wants to tell it to you publicly because of the nature of what he wants to do in your life, okay? I hear the Lord saying that he made you a dancer. He made you a worshiper, okay? He made you to be like what you saw up here with Lisa. Hallelujah, okay? But the key thing here, amen, okay, is that you got to get past what other people think
of what it is you're doing and realize that you're dancing and worshiping unto me, says the Lord. Okay? It'll set you free from those bindings. Hallelujah. But it'll set other people free. Amen? It'll set other people free. When they see what it is that I'm doing in and through you in the area of worship. Amen? Amen. Okay. So let's start praying for Gabriella. You can sit down, sweetie. Okay? Let's start praying for her. Okay? Start encouraging her. Now, I'm not saying just stick her right up here on the stage like Rion did with Lisa. See, he knew something about her gift. How many of you really sensed the Holy Spirit breaking through? Hallelujah. When that happened, that was just special. Are we together? Amen? Okay. You have to have a little bit of abandon sometime. Amen? We have to get beyond our personal comfort zone. Are we together there? Okay. We've got to do what it is that God is telling us to do. Amen. You know, guys, I'm not really a traveling guy in my flesh. Amen. Okay. Trina and I have been to 5 continents. We spend 4 to 5 months out of every year and have for the last 20 years on the road. Okay? All right? If it was about my own personal comfort, I'd never have done or be doing what it is that God wants me to do. Praise the Lord. Okay? All right? Now, again, okay, is there a man here named Peter who spells it with Afrikaans? P-E-I-E? Is there a Peter here? What's that? There is no Peter here. That's Afrikaans. Does anybody know a Peter here that's Afrikaans that's not here? Hallelujah. Always a dead time. Who is that? Who are you looking at? Okay, you know somebody? Your son? Is there somebody else? You know somebody? That's okay. So let's just pray for the sister's son. Father, we just want to thank you for Peter. And we want to thank you for his life, and we want to thank you for what you're doing in his life. We want to thank you for breaking depression and discouragement and removing yokes from him spiritually so that he can come forth and walk in you, Lord God. We thank you for your anointing and the anointing that breaks the heavy yoke, Lord God. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, for your presence ministering to this lady's son, Peter, in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord God. Amen? Amen. Okay. guys, I'm kind of glad that Peter wasn't here. Praise the Lord. Because I want to say this too, okay? You got to be willing to make a mistake. And I'm not saying we did. I don't think we did. Praise the Lord. In this particular instance. But you've got to be willing to make a mistake. You've got to be willing to step out, okay, and it not work out exactly the way that you wanted it to work out. Are we together there? Okay. I've done that more than one time. I'm sure I'll do it again in the future. It's gotten less and less over time. Praise the Lord. Okay. But the willingness to do that is a requirement to walk in the things of God. Amen? Okay. All right, guys. It's 11 o'clock, which I know is probably very early for you. You're probably supposed to be preached to for another hour, you know, and that kind of thing. I'd just like to pray for you. Amen? I'd just like to pray for you. Okay? I'd like it, okay, if our prayer here, I think it's the Lord, if our prayer here, okay, would be what we call a catalyst. It would start a process in your life.
okay, concerning the things that we've talked about. Because I'm telling you, there is enough here in this room. There is enough in this room to change many nations. Amen. Not just Edgemead suburb, which would be great. That's kind of a little nation itself. Amen. But man, all the surround, many countries right here. If you were with reckless abandon to lay down what you want.
Amen.
To obey God. Praise the Lord. Even to the point where you were willing to make a mistake to be sure you didn't miss a chance. Father, we just want to thank you this morning. We want to thank you for your Holy Spirit. We want to thank you for speaking to us. We want to thank you for sending people to us, Lord God, myself included. I want to thank you, Lord, and ask you, Lord, to be sure that you affirm in our hearts, oh, hallelujah, that you are speaking today. Amen. That you are active in our lives. You are sending people. You have given us people that represent you. Praise you, Lord. Thank you for doing that, Lord. Thank you for eliminating doubt this morning that is the case for us individually in general, but even giving us the opportunity to call that into the truth whenever we experience doubt about that in our lives. Help us, Lord, to know that you are communicating to us, Father God. And Lord, and we have a tendency. Sometimes we are very self-centered people. Even though we know you, we are self-centered. Jesus was anything if not selfish. He laid down everything. He gave up everything. He just didn't look after himself. He looked only after you. Now, Father, that seems like it's a pretty tough thing. And at the moment, sometimes it is. But it also says that you gave him the name above every other name as a result of his willingness to lay his life down. Father, you say to us that you'll do more if we'll get rid of our selfishness and look at you. So, Father, I pray that you would apply to us individually right now. Apply it to us. Speak to us in our own particular situations. Where are we trying to fit you into what we want? Where are we trying to make you a part of our lives? Help us to remove that perspective and to begin to walk in the paradigm that you are not a part of our lives, but our lives are a part of your great plan called the kingdom of God. Help us to see, Lord God, that your ways, they are above our ways. Father, you will do in us, oh, hallelujah, so much more for us than we could ever accomplish for ourselves. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to look at that. Help us, Lord, to receive that when you speak to us. Praise you, Father, and thank you, Lord. And Father, help us to remember. Help us to remember, Lord, where you have spoken to us, where you have uttered words over our lives, where you have maybe spoken more than one time about particular things that you desire to see changed. Because if there's one thing we know, it's that you can and you will change us if we will let you. So, Father, where my brothers and sisters, where myself included, have been spoken to, and we have not heeded your voice, we ask you, Lord God, to forgive us. We repent this morning, Father. We allow you to take inventory in our lives. Father, we put these things down as priorities. We share them with people, Lord God, that we are accountable to, that we are walking with. And Father, we do our best. We ask you to show us how to pursue them. Help us to obey, Lord God, what you have spoken to us and what you will speak to us. Oh, hallelujah, in the days ahead. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you are speaking, that you have sent people to us, that you will send people to us. Help us to receive them. Help us to receive them. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Okay. So next time, guys, and maybe it won't be with me from the stage, praise the Lord, but next time I get a report about Edgemead. You know, and see, that's the neat thing. I'm not as responsible as Andrew and Will, and I'm going to say thank the Lord. I probably shouldn't, as they are, you know, for you guys. But what we are living for, amen, what we've given up our life for is to see you grow and walk out what it is that God wants you to walk out. Praise God. Amen. I want a good report. I want a report that says you guys have thrown caution to the wind. Hallelujah. You're stepping out. Amen. You're embracing God. Okay. And doing what it is that he's telling you to do. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless Edgemead AM. God bless you this morning. Praise the Lord.